There's something very appealing about Lent. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. It calls us to cleanse something from within, to burn away or rend those things that keep us from a wholehearted relationship with God. That is why often more people are at Mass on Ash Wednesday than on any given Sunday. Those ashes are a symbol, an outward sign of this cleansing. You know, the real work of Lent is not about shaming ourselves. It's not about a guilt trip for our sins. Lent offers us a sense of reconnection, of returning to God wholeheartedly. It's about moving forward, leaving our past sins behind, and having a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. For he says, "In an acceptable time I heard you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Now is an acceptable time to get started. Even now, we can stop resisting a relationship with God and follow Him, not in a superficial way, but with our whole hearts. Even now, what seemed hopeless in your life can be made whole. Even now, your marriage on the brink of divorce can be restored. Even now, your children who have left the faith can return. Even now, your job search can end with a new beginning. Even now, your cancer can go into remission. Even now, if we only return to the Lord with our whole heart. Be encouraged, my friends. We are told in Matthew, "For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks finds, and to one who knocks, the door will be opened." It's guaranteed. Want to get closer to our Lord? Then we need to spend some time with Him. Let's really try to put into place the tenets of Lent: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Let's take some time during Lent to make a point to love God more wholeheartedly. Here's a few things we can do. One, attend Mass, not only on Sunday, but during Lent. Why not try to add another Mass during the week? There are many churches that offer Mass early morning or in the evening. I like to attend Mass occasionally on my lunch hour, and I try to attend at least one service during Holy Week. Increase your prayer time. There's always a moment you can find to pray. I like praying in my car on the way to and from work. It helps me be in a better place when I get to work, and that prayer relieves the stress of the day on my way home. Number three, read Scripture, a good book, or a Lenten devotional. There are some really good Lenten books and devotionals that can help you in your attempt to be more wholehearted in your relationship with God. Number four, give up something that will help another. It's one thing to give up that double latte, but then donate the money saved over the 40 days of Lent to your favorite charity. And number five, get involved in a service project. The local St. Vincent de Paul Society, Salvation Army, homeless shelter, or a warming station could always use an extra hand. Let's try to make this the best Lent ever. Let's take the time to love our Lord wholeheartedly so that at Easter, when we proclaim He is risen, we can declare with love and conviction, Alleluia. This is Tony Agnese.